Welcome everyone to the Do Not Answer podcast. I'm your host Humphrey Hsu, and joining me are my friends and co-hosts Fillmore John.
What's up guys?
And Nolan Zhang.
Welcome everyone.
Welcome everyone indeed. And this will be the introduction to the Do Not Answer podcast. So how this will work is we're going to go in a circle, introduce ourselves, you know, just like those days, the first day of elementary school you dreaded where you have to play that game, right?
The icebreaker. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know if I'll still do it at work, but, you know, we have to do that too. And we'll do that and then we'll talk a little bit about our podcast. So hopefully this will be a pretty fun episode for y'all to get to know us and know what we are here for. So Fillmore, yep. Why don't you take it away?
Okay, so I want to start with a short biography of myself, or I guess I should say autobiography. So I'm a senior in high school. My hobbies are playing the viola, reading, and working out. Yeah, I know I sound super basic, but it's just what works for me.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Yeah. I want to go over some of my favorite books and manga as well. So my favorite fantasy book is Brisinger from the Inheritance series. But it's not because of the plot of the book. It's because there's this one scene where the main character Aragorn was forging his sword. And when it was completed, there was this really iconic moment where he named it. And honestly, that's just my favorite moment of the entire series. So it just made the book my favorite one.
And solid.
Yeah. So my favorite dystopia book is Animal Farm due to personal reasons. So in eighth grade, we had to read it aloud in class. And let's just say there were some very funny moments while my friends were reading it.
I think I know what you're talking about. Something to do with an anthem and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then in terms of my favorite manga, I would say it's currently Blue Lock or Kingdom, if you guys know what those are. And my favorite light novel is Jobless Reincarnation or Eminence and Shadow. Some of you guys
my
might
favorite
know that one.
Too.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's safe to say I've explored quite a few forms of literature.
Uh-huh.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's quite a wide expanse of literature there, from manga to light novels to dystopia and fantasy. So quite a wide variety of experiences.
Yep. And I want to go over a hot take of mine, which is YouTube Shorts is better than TikTok.
I have to agree with that.
Let me explain myself. Well, I think it's because they don't look through your camera to see your reactions and to match you up with the content that fits you. And I'm fine with that because I don't want the Chinese government looking through my camera.
Well, I didn't know they did that, actually. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Data privacy.
I don't have TikTok, so.
Yeah, data privacy is stooping to a new low. Wow.
I'm pretty sure that's one of the reasons why they banned TikTok from all the government devices.
Oh,
yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah, well... You never know who's spying on you through your camera. So I need to get in the habit of covering my laptop camera. As if anyone would want to spy on me, but...
I mean, it's pretty scary, though.
On the computer.
Yeah, cool.
Well,
yeah.
That's all from me for now, but I'm sure Humphrey has some interesting things about him.
Yeah, so I'll kind of go over the same stuff that Phil Ward did. So again, I'm a senior in high school. We're all seniors in high school, and we all live relatively close to each other, meet up every once in a while. So that's pretty fun. And we've known each other for quite a while, which is why we decided to start this podcast. But from a literary perspective, I mainly have been reading the works of J.R.R. Tolkien in my past few years. I really like Tolkien for the world building. Yeah, it's very posh, you know. But I really like Tolkien for the world building and for the depth of the storylines and just for how, you know, expansive it is and how Tolkien really brought it to life. And one of my favorite things that characterizes Tolkien's work is that, you know, most authors write a story and put a world around it. But Tolkien built a world and then put a story in it. So I just thought that was really fascinating. So I've always kind of been looking out for more books like these or more works like these that just have such expansive storylines and such incredible worlds. And, you know, Dune definitely slots right into that. Outside of that, I also really enjoy other high fantasy works like The Inheritance Cycle, which Fillmore mentioned. That's my childhood favorite and really what brought me into reading in general. So that will always hold a special place in my heart. And I don't have as much experience with sci-fi, but Ender's Game has always been one of my favorites. Although, you know, mini hot take is that after the first book, it really drops off. So it's pretty bad after my opinion. I could
I read the entire series.
I don't know if that's an actual hot take. I feel like most people agree.
More power to you, Nolan. You struggled through that. But I've also read some classics and some modern dystopian novels, you know, so, but I'm always looking to kind of expand my knowledge of literature, and I'm kind of wanting to get into the sci-fi field. So it's just really exciting to be able to talk about this book, Dune, alongside you guys. Outside of reading, I love music, especially piano, which I'll probably allude to sometimes, tennis, and programming on the computer. So I'm studying to become a CS major, but I've always had a soft spot for literature and the arts. So I like to think that I, you know, study one form of art or another, probably music or something, if I didn't have to make money using CS. But fortunately, I really like computer science too. So, you know, I think it all works out in the end for me. But podcasting is just one of the ways that I like to kind of express myself and talk about things. So hopefully throughout this show, I'll be discovering some of my own opinions as you guys discover some of my opinions or some of my takes on things. So, and speaking of takes, another hot take for you guys, if you guys know the author Sarah J. Maas, she wrote some pretty famous books. I think Throne of Glass and A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Quarter,
I think it was. Yeah, I got it mixed up with Game of Thrones for a second. I always get those mixed up because they're all like six characters and then acronyms, and I'm just I personally think Sarah J. Maas fell off after the first three books of Throne of Glass. So, you know, the first three books, in my opinion, were really good. And then after that, it was just, I don't know, things just got really, really weird, you know, if you know.
Yeah, I can't really comment on that because I stopped reading after the third book.
Oh, okay. Well,
I finished a series. I agree. I definitely think that in the beginning, I was like, dang. Assassin, kill more people, and afterwards there's a big shift. I was like, where's the killing? I was like, okay,
yeah.
I mean, the war got me excited, but then
it became too much of a kind of like a court game, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Rom-com, you know?
Yeah.
Dating simulator.
True. Yeah. It was more along those lines. So kind of. That's just my opinion on that.
Yeah,
so don't,
they should have stuck with the plot more.
Yeah. Don't put me under the guillotine, Throne of Glass fans. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, okay, so now let's get into me, and which I am Nolan Zhang, and I'm also a senior in high school. Fun fact about all of us that we actually went to the same elementary school, so that's where we first met and became friends.
Yep.
And as we're all seniors, we're actually all 18 years old, so we're all legally adults. Good job for all of us.
Yes.
I guess.
Yeah,
now you can trust that you're hearing an adult opinion.
Yeah. I know, it's not a child's opinion.
We're still gonna get flamed.
Mm-hmm, we're still gonna get flamed, yeah. Some things that I'm really big into are that I'm big into debate and robotics, and something that I'm personally always a fan of is just exploring different cultures and learning how to make food, even though I suck at cooking, but you know, I like exploring food and I like looking at food and learning how to make it. So I'll get better at the making part later on in my life when I get more experience. Other interests I have that are not in the book reading realm is that I'm a closet anime weeb. Partly because I don't like shonen jumps, and everyone who likes anime talks about like Naruto, One Piece, and like all the big ones like Bleach, you know. But like, I'm just one of those people that got into anime later on in life, and I was never like stuck to the hundreds of episodes. I could never get into that. In my opinion, the best anime coming out this winter season is probably Blue Lock. But if you want another like opinion, then Vinland Saga 2 is a much slower build. And I think it's just like the second season is more focused on world building than the first season. So it's good if you like that. Another hobby that I have is I watch a lot of movies. I've been trying to do this more, especially because I fell in love with the idea of like sound and how sound manipulates like a person's like mood in a way. And recently, especially this spring break, I've been really big into watching American classics. This spring break, I just finished The Dead Poets Society, which was actually recommended to me by a friend. And I think Robin Williams is one of the better actors in the entire like acting industry. Even though he's dead, I think he still beats out many existing actors today. So Robin Williams for the W.
Do you think his death sort of solidified himself in history?
No, because I didn't know he died till I searched him up afterwards. I'm like, oh shoot, he died. But I mean, personally, I don't think it did, but maybe for other people.
You think he still hasn't reached his peak yet and he could have gone further?
No, I think he's great. I mean, I don't I don't watch his movies chronologically, so I don't know how you like. I haven't watched all the movies, but I think like
Okay.
from the movies I have watched, like Good Will Hunting and the Dead Poets Society, I think it's good. And my friends talked about him too. He showed me some comedies of Robin Williams, so I think he's a pretty diverse like actor overall. So I
Okay.
like him enough.
Yeah.
Other things I like to do is playing board games with friends. So stuff I like to do is Monopoly, Risk, Jenga, etc. Those are all good stuff. Now into my reading career. Truth is, I haven't read a lot in high school because I don't know, guys. Like, I read a lot of news articles for debate, but like textbooks for school, and
I
it's
can
like
relate with
12
that.
o'clock. It's like, why would I read any more? Yeah, it's like I'm like my eyes are dying. It's like, why would I read any more, guys? So it's like, I don't know. I haven't read a lot recently, but if I did read a lot, from childhood, I liked The Magic Tree House. I was a big fan of Rick Riordan, you know, peak of my Greek, Roman, Egyptian, Norse mythology knowledge in
Yeah,
that
I
time
know. Half the
period.
time I just pull everything out I know out of Percy Jackson. It's kind of
Yeah,
sad.
like
I never
Percy Jackson.
properly studied it. You know, sometimes I'm
Me
like,
too.
so half the time I'm thinking like Half-Blood. Wait, that's not a real thing, right?
Yeah,
Not
I
a
mean,
real
I'm really surprised
category.
he made the book somewhat like really accurate to the
It
actual
was
Greek
accurate,
lore.
yeah.
Yeah, honestly, they're like
Relatively.
75% accurate to the point where you can kind of confidently speak about Greek mythology if you've read Percy Jackson, which is really nice. I think it's a good learning experience.
I think that's really amazing how he was able to do them.
Yeah, most authors just don't bother.
They just
I
make
think
their
that was like,
own religion.
Yeah.
yeah, I think that was like the biggest like draw into like world building for me, because like when I realized how accurate it was and how much I knew about Greek mythology and Roman mythology, which was really got me interested in the world building in the first place. So that's like one of my reasons I got into, I guess, everything in the book realm. Other stuff I like was Wings of Fire and then Ender's Game. And then something that I remember from fifth grade in Ms. Chavez's room was a Terrible 2 comic book. Like, it was stupid, but it was funny. So it's here today because I like that weird comic in fifth grade, and I think it stands out because it was stupid, and I want to do a senior prank that was mentioned in that book, but I don't think that's possible.
Wow, those are great picks. Wow, Wings of Fire, bro. That's something I haven't heard of in a while.
Yeah, I actually saw a book recent. I saw the book recently, like the last book or something, at my school's book fair. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's been years. And then I looked at it. It was a graphic novel. I was like, definitely not, because like I
Yeah, I
just
can't
don't like
remember if I
seeing.
even finished the series.
I think it's, I don't think it ever, I mean, I don't think Wings of Fire ever peaked. Like, it wasn't ever really great, but I think the quality, it like never got really bad either. So,
Yeah, it
worth
was
finishing, I
solid all
think.
throughout.
It
It
was
was sort of a
solid.
fresh new idea that made it,
Yeah.
yeah.
I found it rather interesting. Although, I don't think I'd touch, I think she has like a second series now, which is in the same world, but kind of some years ahead or something. I don't know. But
Okay.
I
Yeah, I
don't
don't
think I'll
like
touch
that.
those. I just like the memory of original Wings of Fire just, you know, stick in my head.
Yeah, those are good memories, so I look fondly upon them. Okay, so into my middle school books that I really enjoyed, I think one of them that really stood out was Steve Jobs' autobiography. It was actually a gift from my mom for my birthday, so it's kind of weird. Initially, wasn't gonna read it, but it has Steve Jobs' face on it, and like the black and white face was really intense. So I really picked it up and started looking through it, and I found out I really liked his life story. My friends actually made fun of me for it because of the face on it. Every single time I put it down, like on the desk, they'll tell me like turn it around because they're just like stop. It's like staring at me. It's like I don't want to lose my staring contest to this random Steve Jobs guy. So it's just like really funny because I would like stare at people and just like have them ask me to like turn it around. So I was like, yes,
It's the Isaacson
die under the
biography,
withering
right?
glare. Yeah, it was that one. It
Yeah,
was
I
really
remember
cool. I
reading it.
liked
It
it.
was good. I need to read it again.
That's
Yeah.
good. Yeah. Other stuff that I read in middle school that really stuck with me. Okay. Yeah, so the Throne of Glass series. Yeah, so I'm gonna
You
mention it
know.
here. Enjoyed it for the first parts, and then was like, come on, kill more stuff. So fell off a little later, but
Wow, we see
enjoyed it while it
which we see
lasted.
Nolan's tendencies now.
Sorry, guys. But okay, following up on that, the Unwind series was pretty bloody and dark too. So if you're really into like people getting chopped up and getting reassembled, check out the Unwind series.
Yeah.
Neil Schusterman's pretty good at writing dark books. I like that about it. Other stuff was big fan of Lord of Flies, Outsiders, you know, the stock standard English books. I know, I'm a
You
little
mean the
basic, but I read them from
insiders? Yeah.
Oh, the insiders? What? No,
Yeah.
that's
It's called the
outsiders.
inside joke, so.
The inside joke is the insiders.
Yep. Yeah, I
Yeah, so I
remember
like
reading the
those.
Outsiders, and then everybody would get so angry every time I called it the Insiders. I don't
That's so
know.
funny though.
I know, but they would just get so mad for no reason. Like, it's just a joke, man. Calm down.
Yeah.
So I think I read a lot of these English books partly because my sister read them and then left it at home. So then I picked it up and read it. And they were good books, you know, they're chosen for English classes in America for a good reason. So I thoroughly enjoyed those in my childhood before I read them for school, which kind of tainted the memories, but oh well, they were fun while it lasted. Oh, and one author that I must recommend to anyone listening to this podcast, John Green. John Green above all. I highly recommend all of his books. Some books are better than others, aka like The Fault in Our Stars, Paper Towns, Looking for Alaska are probably better than the other ones. But I think John Green's a good author. I liked him went back when he was a Crash Course World History teacher, but I thoroughly enjoyed his authorial experience as well. So great
Oh,
guy,
he
in my
wrote Fault in
opinion.
Our Stars? Really?
Yeah, he's the
Oh.
Fault in Our Stars type of guy.
Yeah. And then Paper
I mean, I
Town,
knew
isn't
him
that the
first. I
one
was
about the
like,
mystery of like the disappearance?
Paper Town. Yeah, well, it was about the disappearance of their friend, I think. Well, I think Looking for Alaska is also like that,
Yeah, I
too.
watched like I saw the movie theater trailer for it, but that's my only experience
Oh,
with
there's a
it.
movie? Okay, I
I
should
think
probably watch the
so.
movie. Just because I'm a stan.
My only experience with John Green is Crash Course, so
Bro.
yes.
The Mongols. It's my
Yeah.
favorite. That was like my summers in like third and fourth grade. I just watched all the Crash Course history
Oh
videos
man.
because I love Here Comes the Mongols.
I mean, not gonna lie, learning
Yeah.
about the Mongols was actually really fun.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I loved it.
This guy Genghis Khan, you know, coming up. It's
Genghis Khan.
Genghis, not Genghis.
Yeah, it's
Genghis.
Genghis now. It's like I saw that, I was like, definitely not, but like supposedly that's the historically correct way now. Oh
Yeah.
well. Okay, now my high school career. Like I already hinted at, I stopped reading kind of, but if I remember correctly, it's probably when COVID hit. It hit in like our ninth grade year. And when COVID hit, we all got locked at home, no more paper books. So I just stopped reading, guys. I'm a big paper book stan. Like I'll only check out books from libraries, and like without the paper, I just won't read, you know. Maybe in college I'll get back into it once I go to like the Great Duke Library. I'm sure there's a lot of great books there, but yeah. The thing is though, like I did try. I tried really hard. In the beginning, I tried to read classics like Frankenstein, Grapes of Wrath, Fahrenheit 451. These are all great books, but I read them before COVID hit. One thing that really sticks out to me from my ninth grade year though was reading the book Just Mercy. It kind of got me into like the idea of social reform and why I got joined debate in the first place. It was a good book, you know. Like, I think it's controversial now because of, you know, racial injustice and stuff like being talked about in a book. Probably Texas banned it from being taught, but it was good while it lasted. I liked it, and I really like what our English curriculum was on. So, good stuff for, in my
Yeah, good for
opinion.
you. I mean, it played a massive influence in your life.
Yeah, and you know, now I'm less cool because I'm more degenerate-y, I guess. So I read light novels and manga now. Just because I want to know the source material for my anime that I'm watching. So,
Okay, but
you
some of them
know,
are actually really good.
yeah, some of them are really good. I mean, in my opinion, they're good. I know my other literature friends don't think the same, but I think they're
Yeah,
probably good.
I'm more of the belief that if it's not 300 years old, it's not a book.
Bro.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. There's
Then
plenty.
that means the only real book is the Bible.
Well,
Okay.
you know, what was it?
Well, about
Gulliver's
that.
Travels or something?
Oh, well,
Gulliver's
that
Travels
too, but
or the Fire
at least I know that
Travel
was
book.
something 1300 or something. Yeah.
Well, about the Bible, yeah, so I'm like a resident Bible history guy because I go to church weekly and I'm trying to get back into reading the Bible consistently, you know, trying to read Bible 10 minutes a day. Trying to get back into that, trying really hard. Another book that I'm currently reading right now is The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. My teacher said that I look like the type to read it, so trying really hard to read it. A little confused on the initial plot, but hopefully it'll make more sense later. So yeah, I'm getting back into the reading move, the juve, the voodoo, I don't know, the vibe, I guess. Okay, now for my hot takes. Hot take, I never read the Harry Potter series. Probably never
oh
will.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Nolan, what's
How dare
on?
You?
Well,
by the way, something even more disgusting. I watched the movies first.
Oh.
Actually, no, that's normal.
I don't know.
Really?
Man. I'm always the type of guy where I need to read the source material before watching the movie.
I watched the first Harry Potter movie first and then read the series.
I don't think I've seen a single movie without reading the book first.
What?
Yeah. Well, then again, rarely watch movies, but
that's true.
Same here.
Well, I'm not a Potterhead, so I'm very sorry for all the Potterhead fans out there. Apparently, I'm a Slytherin, so.
Well, honestly, I think you should read this series just so you can get the references. Because Harry Potter is used a lot.
Probably.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Listen, ye Hagrid, you big fat oaf. I'm not a freaking wizard.
Oh, man. Yeah, just substitute one word with another and you have
I mean, if you know the clip, you know it.
Oh, yeah. Did y'all see the Hagrid's actor died recently? It was kind of sad.
Yeah, that was pretty sad.
Yeah, I saw that too. Man, that's depressing.
Yeah.
Time goes, bro. Yeah, sorry if we hit on anyone's PTSD, but, you know. Uh-huh.
But yeah, that's my biggest unpopular opinion. So,
Yeah, cool. So that's really about us. So hopefully we haven't bored y'all to death yet, but we'll do that eventually. But now to talk about the podcast, we're planning to slowly go through Dune, a chapter or a chunk of a chapter at a time. So sometimes the chapters are long and we feel like we can't do it justice by cramming all of it into an episode. We'll probably split it up.
Agreed.
And sometimes, you know, we might have really long episodes if we feel that's the vibe, you know. But I mean, personally, I have no experience with Dune, but Nolan has read the book before and Fillmore has seen the movie. So, you know, they're going to have to lead me, this blind man, by the hand. So I'm going to not really be knowing anything, but we're still planning to go through a chapter at a time. So it'll probably take us quite a long time to go through the book. We're not going to lie to you. But we're trying to create the most detailed analysis as possible for you guys and with the best of our abilities. And so we should have weekly episodes. So please bear with us, though, if we miss some weeks, as you know, life unfortunately gets in the way sometimes. We're trying not to miss episodes, but if we have to, you know.
Please understand.
Uh-huh. And since this is our first time podcasting, we're going to be making a lot of mistakes. And sometimes we're going to be using our weird and quirky senses of humor to crack a few jokes that you may laugh at or groan at. Probably groan at. But, I'll never rule us out. So thanks in advance to all of you listeners for being patient with us and being interested in our thoughts. Yeah, so just thanks to all of you guys for tuning in. And one last thing, please do not spoil. Yeah, and before I, you know, conclude our introduction, I'm just kind of a quick disclaimer, and especially since we're recording all of these sessions live, and so we're not really thinking about what we say, sometimes we might say things that we don't mean, so anything said in this podcast isn't meant to be offensive, so please let us know if there's anything offensive that you have an issue with it, and if we deem that it is so, we'll make sure to correct it in the future. So we're,
of course.
At heart, we're very open-minded people, so just let us know. We don't intend to be prejudiced in any way or anything. We're just sometimes things just come out of our mouth the wrong way, so
we're just here to have a good time.
So and I hope you guys are here to have a good time along with us, so stay here for the ride. Some of our social media that we have, so you can follow us on Instagram at Do Not Enter, Reddit @DoNotEnter, Twitter @DoNotEnter, and you can email us, which is probably the best way of communication, at DoNotEnter@gmail.com. That's the title of our podcast, DUNENOTENTER@gmail.com. So if you have any questions, feedback, or I dare say corrections, you can contact us there, and we'll be very happy to oblige to any requests. And also, if you guys are liking our show, since it's the first episode, you probably don't like it yet, but if you end up finding the show's for you, please give us a review on iTunes or Spotify. It only takes a few seconds of your time. So, of course, you have to go and make an account, And then you have to navigate to our show and then click the 5-star button because, you know, that's the only one that exists.
Of course.
You also can leave a nice comment or two if you're so inclined. And the reasons for this are twofold. On a personal note, it lets us know that we're doing a good job and motivates us to keep creating these episodes for you guys. We're already very motivated, but I'm a little bit of extra motivation doesn't hurt. Yeah, of course, it only can help. And the second thing is it helps get our podcast up the charts. So if you enjoyed the podcast, maybe you want others to enjoy it too. And we would love more people to enjoy it. So that would be really great if you could help us by leaving a nice comment or a nice review. It would be very much appreciated. And we will see you back very soon for the first episode of our podcast covering Chapter 1, Book 1 of Dune. So please stay tuned for more.
See you guys.
Bye.